World Liberty Financial Winds OCC Trust, charter for USD1 stablecoin. The Office of the Comptroller of the Currency has granted World Liberty Trust Company National Association preliminary conditional approval for a national trust bank charter. CEO Zach Witkoff confirmed the milestone this week, saying the firm received our conditional trust charter last week from the OCC. The decision, dated August 14, 2026, pulls a Trump family-backed stablecoin issuer inside the federal banking perimeter for the first time. The application was filed in January 2026 for a limited-purpose national trust bank headquartered in Bay Harbor Islands, Florida. Approval is preliminary and conditional, not a full operating license. World Liberty still has to meet the OCC's conditions and clear the standard organization phase before it can open for business. A trust charter is narrower than a bank charter. The charter does not let World Liberty take federally insured deposits or make loans. That distinction matters. A limited-purpose national trust bank is authorized for fiduciary and related trust activities, which here means holding and administering reserves rather than running a lending book funded by customer deposits. For World Liberty, the practical purpose is the issuance and redemption of USD1, its dollar-pegged stablecoin. Reserve custody for USD1 has been handled in part by BitGo Bank and Trust. A federal trust charter gives the issuer a supervised national framework to hold those reserves and manage the mint and burn cycle directly instead of relying entirely on third-party custodians and a patchwork of state money transmitter licenses. Capital and governance conditions attached, the OCC did not hand over an unconditioned approval. World Liberty Trust must maintain at least $20 million in Tier 1 capital. At least half of that, or $10 million, whichever is greater, has to sit in eligible liquid assets. Those floors are the kind of buffer regulators expect from an entity that promises to redeem a stablecoin at par on demand. Governance comes with its own requirements. The bank will run under a 5-member board that includes Witkoff as CEO and chairman, Scott Alper of the Witkoff Group, Robert Witkoff, former Marcum LLP chief executive Jeffrey Weiner, and Aaron Baskett, a member of FINRA's Board of Governors. World Liberty Financial was founded by Witkoff alongside Eric Trump, Donald Trump Jr., and Barron Trump, which is why a federal charter for this specific issuer draws attention that a routine trust approval would not. Part of a wider bank charter rush, World Liberty is not moving in isolation. The OCC has been working through an unusually large stack of digital asset applicants. Recent reporting put 23 of the agency's 40 pending new charter bids as involving digital assets, a sign that crypto firms increasingly see a national charter as the route to legitimacy with banks, payment networks, and institutional counterparties. The Genius Act framework, which set federal rules for payment stablecoins, is the backdrop. Issuers that want their tokens treated as regulated dollar instruments rather than unregistered products have a clear incentive to get inside a federal supervisory structure. A trust charter is one of the cleaner paths because it covers reserve custody and redemption without requiring the issuer to become a full deposit-taking bank. Consequences for stablecoin users and spending. For anyone who holds or spends stablecoins, the relevant question is reserve quality and redemption reliability. A federally supervised issuer with a hard capital floor and liquid asset requirement is, on paper, a stronger counterparty than an offshore issuer with opaque backing. That supervision does not eliminate risk. Preliminary approval can carry conditions that take months to satisfy, and a trust bank still depends on the value and liquidity of the assets behind the token. USD1 is not yet a mainstream option on crypto debit and prepaid cards, where USDC and USDT dominate the stablecoin spending rails. A federal charter could change how issuers and card programs treat it over time, since a supervised reserve model is easier for a card partner to underwrite than an unregulated one. For now, the charter is a licensing event, not a product launch. Anyone spending stablecoins should still weigh counterparty exposure the same way. A token is only as safe as the reserves in the entity holding them, regulated or not. The next marker to watch is whether World Liberty satisfies the OCC's conditions and completes organization to convert this preliminary approval into an operating charter. Until then, USD1 keeps running under its existing custody arrangements.